Topic 162, Spirit. 1. The nature of spirit can only be intelligibly revealed to the higher grades of the initiates, that is, to those who, through the medium of the work effected in the third initiation, have been put in conscious contact with their Father in heaven, the monad. Esoteric students, disciples, and the initiates of lower degree are developing contact with the soul, or the second aspect, and only when this contact is firmly established can the higher concept be entertained. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 1229. 2. The goal of realization for man is consciousness of the nature of the soul, the medium through which the spirit aspect ever works. More it is not possible for him to do. Having learned to function as the soul, detached from the three worlds, man then becomes a conscious, active part of that soul, which permeates and pervades all that is in manifestation. Then, and only then, the pure light of spirit, per se, becomes visible to him through a just appreciation of the jewel hidden at the heart of his own being. Then only does he become aware of that greater jewel which lies hidden at the heart of solar manifestation. Even then, at that advanced stage, all that he can be aware of, can contact and visualize, is the light that emanates from the jewel and the radiance which veils the inner glory. Needless it is, therefore, for us to study and consider that which the initiate of high degree can only dimly sense. Useless it is for us to seek for terms to express that which lies safely hidden behind all ideas and all thought, when thought itself is not perfectly understood and the machinery for comprehension is not perfected. Man himself, a great idea and a specific one, knows not the nature of that which he is seeking to express. All that we can do is to apprehend the fact that there exists that which may not as yet be defined, to realize that a central life persists which permeates and animates the soul and which seeks to utilize the form through which the soul expresses itself. This can be stated to be true of all forms, of all souls, human, subhuman, planetary, and solar. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 1231 through 1232.